So welcome back to the Heart series and today one of part two. Now, hopefully in part one you found it quite easy to share that sense of kindness with the other person. And part of this will be because you had a great deal of respect or admiration for that person. But another part of it would have been that probably that person has never done anything to you or said anything to you that was particularly unkind or hurtful or anything like that. As we go into part two of the Heart series, I'm going to ask you to bring to mind a person very close to you. It can be a close friend or family member. And it should still be somebody who you can very readily, very easily share a sense of happiness, of kindness with. But of course, there may be the chance that at some stage they've done something or said something that perhaps hasn't felt quite so good. So this can just make the exercise slightly more challenging. But not much. As I say, it should still be somebody who you feel quite comfortable with just sharing that sense of happiness and kindness with. If you have children, then obviously that's a very good place to start this exercise. The unconditional sense of sharing with another person. If not, as I say, just somebody close, somebody you like very much, somebody you love, but preferably not a partner. So it can get a bit complicated when you start to do this particular exercise with somebody you're romantically involved with. So just choosing somebody, say friend or family. And once you've done that, just settling yourself in the chair. And when you're ready, eyes open, just taking a couple of nice, big, deep breaths, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you breathe out now, as you feel the body soften, just gently closing the eyes and allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm, in and out through the nose. And in closing the eyes, just starting to become more aware of the other physical senses. So now just bringing the attention back to the body, back to the physical sensations in the body, just noticing, checking in with how the body feels. And just taking the next 30 seconds, minute or so, just to scan down through the body, noticing not just the physical sensations, but also the emotional quality, the emotional tone of mind that's around at the moment. So as you become more aware of how the body feels, of any particular mood that might be around, as always, before beginning the visualization itself, just being sure that the motivation, that your intention is clear, that you know why you're doing this exercise today. And recognizing that it can benefit those around you as well as yourself. And now just gently shifting the attention to the breath, if it's not already there, becoming more aware of that rising and falling sensation wherever you feel that in the body. And just taking the next couple of minutes just to rest the attention, to rest the mind on that feeling. So as you continue now to follow the breath in that way, we're going to begin the exercise in exactly the same way as we finished in part one. So just take a moment to imagine that pinprick of light in the middle of the chest, middle of the body, and just watch as it expands, filling the body with all those same qualities, warmth of light, of happiness, kindness, whatever words work for you to bring about that sense of lightness. Take the next minute or so to follow that. So having generated that feeling in yourself, having become more aware of that innate quality within yourself, at first now just sharing it with the person you respect or admire. Again, that can be the same person that you used in part one or somebody new. So in just the same way as you did before, imagining them sitting in a place that they'd feel very comfortable, feel very relaxed, noticing that pinprick of light in the center of their chest, and again just watching as that begins to expand throughout their body. And remember, as you're watching, you're noticing how the muscles in the body soften, how the expression on the face begins to light up. They begin to smile, perhaps even laugh. And you're just watching this happen over the next minute or so. And when it appears as though that person couldn't be any more happy, relaxed, you just allow that image to dissolve. And in its place, this time, imagining that person, that new person, somebody close to you, friend, family member, whoever it is, just taking a moment to imagine that situation where they would be comfortable, an environment in which they'd feel relaxed and happy. And in just the same way, you imagine that pinprick of light with all the same potential in the middle of the chest, middle of their body. And you just watch as that process unfolds and they begin to look increasingly relaxed, happy, and at ease. And just spend the next minute or two just watching that process unfold. And again, as soon as it appears as though that person couldn't be any happier at all, just allowing that image to dissolve. And just for a moment, allowing the mind to be completely free. And then just bringing the attention back to the body, back to the physical sensations in the body, contact with the floor, the chair, hands, the arms resting on the legs, any sounds, any strong smells. So just slowly becoming more aware of that immediate environment, seamlessly moving from meditation to mindfulness, from the exercise, simply being aware in everyday life. As you slowly open the eyes and just take a moment. Firstly, to be aware of how you feel right now, but also just to be clear about your intention, to be mindful, aware throughout the day today. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair and have a stretch. So well done for making a start on part two of the Heart series. And hopefully you found today that it was just as easy, perhaps even easier, to generate, to cultivate a sense of happiness, of sharing that sense of happiness with that person really close to you. For some people, they find it easier. For some people, a little bit more challenging. But I think as we go through part two, it'll take probably just a day or two just to get used to the new rhythm. So not just having yourself and one other person, but now we've got two other people. And obviously, we're going to build this up throughout the Heart series. But also just in adjusting. It's a slight difference in feel when you focus on somebody who's very close to you. We normally have a really strong vested interest in the people very close to us being happy. But there's usually a lot of kind of emotion, a lot of history tied into that. So sometimes that can come in and confuse the issue a little bit. So remember just to maintain that sense of space. You're not thinking about the person. You're simply imagining them, sitting there, looking very happy, a sense of wanting them to be happy and caring for their well-being. And remember, this is something to carry with you as you go about your day today. And we'll continue with this theme tomorrow on day two of part two of the Heart series. I'll see you then.